A special exhibition opens tonight in Adelaide at the South Australian Museum. It features new artworks from the Balgo Arts Centre, alongside some never-before-seen paintings made in 1982, at the very start of the Balgo art movement, which is now world famous. These paintings from 1982 were made by Kukuja and Walpri men, but before they could be displayed or even catalogued, more than 20 paintings vanished. Professor John Carty from the South Australian Museum had been searching for the paintings for 20 years. It wasn't until 2019, when he got an email, that he was able to confirm they existed. They were in Wyndham, but they were badly water-damaged and mouldy after years in storage. New details have now emerged about the discovery of these paintings, which starts in a shed in Broome, and after their subsequent flooding there, ended up in storage in Wyndham. Peter Westerbeek, who's lived in Wyndham for 15 years, has had an appreciation for Aboriginal art and culture for the decades that he's been living in the Kimberley. Peter was invited to his friend's house, Martin and Ayu Enema, in December 2014 in Wyndham, and he was asked to have a look at something that Martin had been storing for 32 years.
And in their lounge room, there was a leather couch, and on it was this swag of blue tarp. And I stood next to Martin as he undid the rope on it and pulled open the tarp. And the sight of the first image hit me so hard that I flew backwards off my feet and landed on my back on the floor. Martin and I jumped and grabbed me and sat me down in the chair and gave me a glass of water.
You actually were knocked over?
I was actually physically knocked over. Now, I don't know why this is, but the fact of the matter is that I come from Java, Indonesia. I was raised by Javanese village women. And so what I saw, I was allowed to see. So I've always seen a whole bunch of stuff, and I've, you know, trusted my gut feeling. And from the time I came to the Kimberley, the first 2 years in Kununurra, I went every Tuesday and Thursday to Waterman, and spent time with Paddy Bedford and Hector Jundani. Hector threw me up in the law. It took a few years. Gave him my skin name and everything like that, and told me stories. And also that thing, mainly this thing, you know, Rumi, the Sufi poet, says, there is a way between voice and presence where information flows. Well, that information flowed. So I'm not surprised that I was so viscerally affected by the image I saw before me. And I said to Ayu, don't look at them. It's men's law, you know. And I chilled out, photographed the fronts and the backs of all the boards, took them home, and then I emailed them to everyone, including the people who fund Walayeti Centre in Balgo. And they put me on to Crofty. And after an exchange of emails with Crofty, he came up to Wyndham and one evening, and we spent the evening at Lulu's Cafe. I cooked a delicious Indonesian meal, and I learned so much about Balgo art as Crofty explained what had happened all those years ago. And the story that Martin had was that he had a shed in Broome years ago when he lived there. And this chap came around and said, can I store this stuff and come back for it later? But he never did. And subsequently, the shed was flooded, and Martin salvaged what he could, including that blue tarp of boards. And, so I'm really happy now that that water damage has been, restored dot by dot.
So Martin had a shed in Broome. A bloke said, can I store stuff in the shed? I'll come back later. Never did, and I guess left no details. Wow.
The sort of stuff he had was photographic trays and enlargers and things like that, as well as the swag of stuff. Now, there's an interesting sort of parallel to this, which I don't know how it fits in or if it fits in at all, but my chum Ken Watson, when he's curator for Aboriginal Art at the Gallery of New South Wales, a fellow came to him and said that he'd been teaching at Balgo, but had been kicked out because the priests found out that he was gay. And he had some art there that he wanted to go and each other look at. And Ken doesn't seem to remember much more about it than that, but I wonder if that's the bloke that left the stuff at Martin's place, you know, in Broome all those years ago.
Yeah, could well be. There's some unstitched threads to this story. Yeah. Can you describe what they looked like, what condition they were in?
The bottles of them were all corroded and discoloured from the water damage, but they were, you know, very vibrant, very... I've seen a lot of Aboriginal art, right? And I've seen art which has law in it, and I've seen art which has been done for the market. And these were law, you know. And just vibrant, you know, the colours and the symbolism of it, you know. Not that I can read it, but so powerful, Vanessa. Just so... Knock you off your feet, mate.
Yeah. It certainly did. It knocked you literally off your feet. You ended up taking photographs of their fronts and their backs as well.
Yes, because their backs had the names of the artists on them and the dates in which they were painted. So they were those sort of artboards, you know, the stretched canvas over the cardboard. And I sent both the fronts and backs to the various people that I could think of. You know, I mean, I think I sent them to Melissa Price and everyone, you know.
And how does it make you feel to know that they have been conserved and restored and are about to go on display for the first time 40 years after they were painted?
I'm thrilled. I won't be happy until the artwork's back in Belgo at the Royal Heritage Art Centre, because it's their people, it's their stories, it's their heritage, you know, it's their law.
That's Peter Westerbeek from Wyndham with his small part in the fascinating story of the paintings made in Balgo in 1982, stored in a shed, got flood damaged, mouldy, water damaged. You should see the original photos that Peter took. It's extraordinary that they've been able to be restored in Adelaide. And you may know, Martin, and are you, how lucky was it that Martin had hung on to those paintings despite their extensive damage? The Balgo Beginnings exhibition opens tonight in the South Australian Museum. It's showing until February next year. It includes new artworks by family members of those original painters, new works from the Balgo Waliyeti Arts Centre. You can read more online and see some pictures for yourself on the ABC Kimberley website.